I remember when I was going off to college, I had a lot of questions. You know, will I like this? Will this be good? Will I enjoy it? Can I do this? Will I like my professors? Will I get a job? All these things. Will it be worth it? I think we have those kind of questions when we set out to do something new, something we haven't done before. Maybe it's going off to school, find a new house, get a new job, all these kind of things. We have these questions. We think about those things. When we make a decision for faith, it's very similar. We might have these concerns. Oftentimes, we might wonder, is the Lord going to take care of me? Is he going to watch over me? Is this going to be worth it? We want to know it's worthwhile, right? When I went off to college, I remember I met a lot of good people my first semester and first year. A lot of good people. I'm still in touch with some of them. But some of them decided not to continue on. They went off to do other things. Maybe they came because their parents wanted them to go to school. Maybe they came because they thought it was just the next step, you know, go to college. Maybe they came because they wanted to have a good time or they wanted some independence, I don't know. But some of those people, they didn't continue. They didn't keep going for different reasons. Not that it was a bad thing, they just decided not to do that. Sometimes if we misunderstand our purpose, why we're doing what we're doing, or if we haven't really thought about why it is that we're doing what we're doing, then we might decide, yeah, this isn't what I thought it was, or this isn't what I need right now. And it's the same with our faith. You know, if we come to church because our parents told us to come, or we come to church because we like the people, or it's a social event for us, those are good things, right? Maybe we want our kids to experience the faith. Those are all good things. But the main thing that we come to church for, right, is Jesus. He's here. And that's why we come. And if we come for anything else, if we come here because of other things, good music, good preaching maybe, or different things, we might, when those things change, we might decide, well, it's not that great. I think I'll just stop. Or I might go do something else. So we have to remember that we come here not for any of those other things. We come for Jesus. That's our purpose. That's why we come. And eventually, Jesus takes us out into the desert, doesn't he? He takes us out to that place where we start to wonder, start to say, you know, is this really God's plan for me? To be out here in the desert? It's kind of dry. It's, you know, I don't know if I can trust that I'm going to have everything I need. We start to wonder these things. And the Lord is inviting us to trust in him. And when we're in the desert, we have that choice. We have that choice to either go all in and really trust the Lord, really follow him where he's leading, or we might decide, kind of like the Israelites are grumbling today, we might decide, I want to go back. I want to go back to Egypt. You know, I was a slave back there, but at least I knew where my next meal was coming from, or at least I knew what was going on. I understood my role and what I was doing. And we can have those kind of feelings at times when we're with the Lord. We're going to be tested. And sometimes we can long for the flesh pots of Egypt. When we make that decision to follow Christ, we don't know exactly where that's going to lead. That can be scary. That can be scary for us. That's okay. It's okay to be in that place of fear. We sometimes need to hear words of encouragement. St. Paul tells us today, you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their minds. Put away the old self of your former way of life, corrupted through deceitful desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and put on the new self, created in God's way, in righteousness and holiness of truth. These are good words for us to be reminded of, that we have a purpose. When we come to Mass, when we come to follow Christ, it's going to cost us, and we have to put away the old self. And at times, when we're in the desert, we're going to want to go back to the old self, or we're going to be tempted to go back. Have we been tempted in our lives to take some of those things back that we maybe initially gave to the Lord when we first experienced our faith, when we first experienced our hunger for God? And then sometimes we can start to surrender some of those things back. Maybe we've even slipped back into this sort of self-reliance. I did this. I'm taking care of my life. I can take care of myself. I really don't need you, Lord, to take care of me. We can sort of fall into that struggle. And it's a difficulty that we're going to experience again and again in our lives, to take back and kind of have control. Or we might even experience at times this struggle with sin or different things of the past and say, oh, I'm so demoralized by my failures or my struggles or whatever, that I'm just going to go back to these things that were comforting, that distract me from my sadness or distract me from the things that I know I'm supposed to be doing. These things can pull us away from what really matters in our life. We can easily be caught up into those patterns. But Jesus tells us today, do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life. It's important for us to remember that, right? This life is all about preparing for the next life, for heaven, for salvation. And if we start investing in these other things, you know, the earthly things are good, but they're not the highest good. So we want to make sure that we always have Christ at the center of our lives, that He is our source of life. And when we start to put reliance on these other things, then we are drawn away from our mission as Christians. So is your life focused on these earthly goods, collecting earthly successes, earthly treasures? Or have we made that leap of faith? Have we gone out into the deep and we really trusted in the Lord? Are we living that trust? Are we living that life where we put it all in the Lord's hands and say, Lord, I don't know where this is leading, but I want to follow. I know that You will take care of me. What does that look like? Well, it means that we seek God daily in our lives. We are intent on diminishing the influence of sin in our lives. That we're uprooting anything in our lives that can pull us away from God, putting God first. Jesus is the bread of life. He gives Himself to us, not just so that we can remain as we are, but so that we can be transformed. We can be transformed and become something new. That's really the goal, to be transformed and become a new creation in God. What is God asking you to change right now in your life? What are those things? What's that one thing, perhaps, that you could do today, or start doing today, or maybe that thing that you could put aside and not do any longer in your life, that would change everything? What's that one thing? What is God speaking to you today, right now? Do not work for the food that perishes, but for food that endures for eternal life. Jesus is the bread of life. And shortly He will become present here on our very altar, and He will come to us. Are we aware of how He's speaking to us? Are we aware of where He's calling us to go? How He's calling us to trust in Him? Are we intent on learning these things? Or have we gone back to Egypt? Today, let's take that step of faith. Let's go out trusting in the Lord. Let's walk with Him in the desert and see where He leads us, knowing that we can and we do trust in Him.